If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I want to talk about experiences. Experiences versus things. What brings you more happiness? In a world where you can buy most anything, and for that matter, you can experience most anything, I pose the question. I think for a long period of time, many of us got caught into a life of buying things to make us happy. For many of the women out there, you know who you are, and I was like it for a long time. We use retail therapy to make ourselves feel better. And that's kind of what happened for a lot of you men out there listening, whether it's the truck that you bought or the new sound system you got, or maybe those new tools that are in the garage that you love so much. And these things, do they bring us joy, and do things bring us as much joy as experiences? And so I want to talk about that today. I want to really ponder the thought and what the difference is, and better yet, I want to really think about experiences in a different light, looking at them from different perspectives, and talking about the way we look at it, the positive ways, the negative ways, and often what we learn from the benefit of being in a new experience and what we get out of it. You know, life is what we put in, right? What we give is what we get. And I think oftentimes when we're talking about these experiences in life, whatever we do when we go into that experience, when we don't expect things to be, when we allow things to be how they are, when we allow people to be who they are, and we don't put a bunch of expectations or drama or basically deciding what they're going to be or what the experience is going to be before we get there, we get to have a much better experience, and we get to experience it purely for the experience. Not adulterated, I expected this didn't happen, or I thought they were going to be this way and they weren't, or I thought it was going to look like this and it didn't. And instead of going down that rabbit hole, when we experience something purely for the experience, we take something quite valuable with us for the rest of our life. And these experiences shape our life in such ways, and sometimes so dramatically, that our life changes forever. And when you've experienced those types of experiences, that your life changes forever, it becomes not only amazingly phenomenal, each and every new experience, but it begins to be pretty awesome. And, you know, my whole life has been full of experiences, but I'll tell you, just recently, I've had a combination of a ton of experiences that you can't make up. You can't create it. It just has to happen. And when it comes together, it's extremely special and extremely unique and very gratifying. And the coolest thing about these experiences and how gratifying they are is when you don't try to subject them to expectations. And I think one of the biggest things outside of expectations is accepting it and being cool in the situation. One of the things that I've had in my past where it took away from an expectation, one of the things that happened is when you would get overwhelmed or stressed out in a situation or wonder if you fit in or was it, or were you having fun or were you not having fun or whatever it is. And I think a lot of times when we're in a new experience, so envision yourself right now in a new place that you've never been. Okay, you've never been there. And you show up to this place and you don't know anybody and you meet everybody. And you, so you start meeting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 people, whatever. And you're in an experience that you've never quite experienced before. You could have experienced something similar, but this is unique. And if you really think about it, every single day of our life, every single thing we do is a new experience if we just allow it to be. Even going to work every day, to the same job, the adventure to get there is a new adventure every day. Now, whether or not we want to look at it like, oh my God, here I go again. Or if we look at it like, you know what? This is interesting. Look, wow, that's a beautiful bird flying over. And oh, wow, look at the sunrise. That's amazing. Those colors are profound. Oftentimes, I think we don't do this. We get stuck in our ways. We're on the phone, we're listening to, well, I can't argue with you listening to the radio because I'm here on the radio. But we listen to the radio and we kind of zone out. And not with this show, I'm not talking about this show, not Live Your True Life Perspectives, but you kind of zone out to the chatter in some of these shows that kind of get us disconnected, get us out of the moment, move us out of that present time. Get us out of that self-awareness, and we become like a robot. And we go through the day, the task, as that robot without experiencing new things, not being able to take on new stuff, and expecting things to be, well, not always very good, and expecting them to be kind of humdrum or okay, or just saying, oh, I hope I get through the day. Everything will be cool if I just get through the day. I mean, what kind of outlook is that? Get through the day? And we kind of get that way. And so just in the last few weeks, and just actually earlier in this week, I experienced an amazing experience, a profound experience that I didn't put any expectations into, okay? And it takes skill to not put expectations on everything because we as humans want to put expectations on everything. The way that a restaurant's going to be, the way the drink is going to taste, the way the food is going to be, the way the service is, and a new experience, how the experience is going to be, what the place is going to look like, how the people are going to be that you meet, what you're going to do, and all that stuff in between. And when we begin to expect all this stuff, we lose out because what happens when we expect something? Well, okay, let's say you expect something, right? Now, you expect that. Now, what if it doesn't happen? Are you kind of upset or sad or you kind of feel a little defunct? Now, let's flip that script. What if you were just expecting certain things and you can't really see the forest through the trees because you got your eye on this prize of expectation and so everything else that's happening, you don't get to really experience? So when you're expecting something to happen and you're expecting a situation to take place, when you're in the middle of the situation, what happens is your mind is elsewhere. It's not in the present moment. It's not focused on the situation. You want something else to take place. And I'll give you a good example. Let's say that you're at an event and you're expecting somebody to come up to you and talk to you, or you're expecting to get, let's just say you're at a you're at an event where there are awards being handed out and you feel as though you're going to get that award. And this is a really good example because it's straight to the point. So you go to the awards ceremony and the whole time you're getting ready, you believe that you're going to get an award. You're thinking about your acceptance speech. You're doing all this stuff in the process. You can't even really enjoy the festivities because you're scared or worried about the process of getting up on stage and accepting the award. You don't really know that you've won, but you assume that you have. And so the award ceremony is a 3-hour process. And you're into hour two, two and a half. And what you think you'd be up for is the award, or maybe you were tipped off, or maybe somebody said you might win, is coming up. And so the whole time throughout the dinner, you weren't really able to eat. When people would conversate with you, you didn't really able to talk with them because you were too busy thinking about what happens when you get caught up on stage. You've been waiting for this moment, hoping that the time passes by so that this award will be given. And so all of a sudden, the award that you think you're going to win, you know, the presenter comes up on stage and says, okay, and the award goes to, and it's not you. And all this time, you've been thinking that you're going to go up stage for this award. Okay, so first off, you begin to realize that you've been rushing this entire scenario for way too long. You've been rushing the process. You've been hoping to get done with it. And it's crazy because you realize that you came here and you didn't really get anything out of it. And on top of that, you feel kind of bad because you didn't win anything. I mean, what's the crock of this? What's going on with this stuff? I mean, this sucks. What am I going to do? Now, there's two things that can come out of this. One, you just don't get an award, okay? You wasted all that time. You thought you were going to get it. You basically weren't part of the present moment. You weren't really involved in the whole thing. I mean, now you're probably having a couple of drinks and just literally wanting to forget this whole episode happened. Now, another thing could happen is that you're actually up for another award, and that award wasn't at all the one that you were up for. You're up for another one, and it takes you, it blindsides you, okay? But see, the thing is that when we expect something to happen, it often doesn't. When I return, I'm going to be talking more about expectations and how they can disrupt our experiences. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in, well, you know, I'll be back in two shakes.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about experiences versus things, versus material things. Which do you prefer? You know, in life we have the opportunity to buy anything. We have the opportunity to experience anything. And I think it's interesting when you look at the two dynamics of what people like. It's interesting telltale signs about what it says about the person. Okay. And I know people that sit there and say, you know, no, I like things over experiences. And I know people that go, man, I like experiences over things. I mean, just think about it. Just recently, Airbnb started doing a whole side of their business that's based on experiences. Yeah. You can go, there's a couple of things you can go and hang out with a wolf pack, which I think is really cool, and I want to do that. I think that's in Canada or Washington or something like that. There's all these opportunities. You can bicycle with so-and-so. You can hand paint with XYZ. There's so many things that you can do, and it's awesome. And that's the thing, is that I think that experiences change our life if we allow them to change our life. They change our life forever. And I agree that things can be helpful. I mean, having a home, having a car to go from point A to point B, there's a lot of things, you know, having shoes, having this, having that. But I think we kind of get overzealous in the thing department, because I think that sometimes we think these things are going to bring us true happiness, and some things actually do. Some things actually do bring us true and utter happiness, because they make our lives easier. They bring a smile to our face. You know, I know that there's some pieces of artwork that I have that I love to look at every day. I don't ever get bored of them. There's things in my studio right here that I cherish. And to some people, they might say that it's trash or junk, but to me, I love it. And those are the things that I love. And I think some things have no material value whatsoever. I mean, and some do. But I think there's certain things that bring us happiness, and I think there's certain experiences that bring us happiness. So I'm not agreeing or saying that one is better than the other, but I want to talk about experiences right now and expectations. And I find oftentimes, and I think the same thing applies to things. When we expect a thing to do something for us, when we expect a thing to provide something for us, when we expect a thing to make us feel a certain way, I think this is all quite relevant in the grand scheme of things. And so let's talk about it. Right before the break, I was talking about how expectations disrupt our experiences. And I think this is highly accurate, because they do. Because they get in the way of the experience itself. If I'm thinking that something's going to be a certain way, or I have to have it that way, or I have an image of that to be that way, and I'm going through the experience, and think about it, I've done this countless times, and I'm sure you have too. A good example is you and the family are taking a vacation, or you and your husband, or you and your wife, or whatever, are taking a vacation. You're very happy about it. You haven't had time off in a long time. You go online, you get your airline tickets, you go online, You get your hotel or your Airbnb or whatever, and you book it, and you see all the pictures. Before you book it, you look at all the pictures. You go, wow, look at that, honey. Wow, look at that. Look at that over there. Wow, look at that. Oh, that's so cool. Oh, man, this is so great. And you think about it, you look at it, and you're like all stoked and really, really happy about what's going to happen. And then you get there. And it could have even started on the flight. You expected the flight to be great and on time. It's late. You know, the airplane has a flat tire. They got to fix that. They got to go out on the runway and fix it. Or even worse, there's something even worse wrong with the plane. And they got to get another plane and they got to move that plane. And that's going to take a couple hours. Okay, I think we've all been there before. And, you know, sometimes things can go your way and sometimes they don't. But when we expect everything to be a certain way, it's even more difficult to deal with the setbacks, you know. And that's one thing I've learned is that when we don't expect, we don't really get angry. When we don't expect, we don't get let down. And I don't like to be let down. And I certainly don't like to be let down when it has to do with my own mind telling me how this experience is going to happen. I can't even count how many times we have checked into a hotel or a place out of town where it looked nothing like the pictures. Nothing like it. And you know what's sad is that I couldn't even enjoy it back in the day because I was too busy saying, well, this isn't at all what I thought we were going to. And how can this be? Because I thought it was going to be X, Y, Z. And so all of a sudden, I'm not even in the moment anymore. And I'm kind of angry. And so when we're experiencing things in life, the first thing we got to do is let go of those expectations. Because when we let go of that, we make it a lot easier, right? It becomes a more fun and exciting experience because we never know what's going to happen next. It's kind of fun to be surprised. How many times are you actually pleasantly surprised in your life? That answer to that question is very deep. Because if you said, I am positively surprised all the time, I would be like, you know what? You do not have any expectations. You go into something just you, authentic, blank slate. Let's see what happens. And that's a really great place to be at. That's a place that often people don't find themselves in, and it takes a lot of work to get there, okay? Most of you listening right now say, hey, I'm rarely surprised in a positive way, okay? Usually I'm surprised in a negative way, or I saw it coming. It wasn't really that big of a surprise. But I ask you to kind of look into your own mind right now, and I know that many of you that feel that way are highly intelligent people, highly intelligent, high functioning individuals that have a tough time getting out of your mind. Okay. And so I ask you to begin to let things go. The next time you hear your mind facilitating an expectation, let it go. Because nothing good can come out of it. Even if you get what you expect, well, then what fun is that? I mean, how interesting is that? Not. I mean, think about it. When you actually get things that you never expect, pretty cool stuff. When things come your way that aren't exactly what you wanted, but you weren't expecting one thing or another, it's no big deal. It's really no big deal. It's par for the course. It's just another what? Experience. And how we deal with different experiences define who we are as a person. And that, to me, is so, so cool. So think about it. On the positive side of the experience, you got fun and exciting. You got learning and growing. You got an open mind. And you got no expectations. None. And how I stopped having expectations is I really started monitoring how much internal dialogue I was doing in my mind, and I have a secret on how to get rid of that. I focus on it when I would hear my mind chattering. I would focus on the chatter and actually see the words instead of just hear the chatter, the mindless chatter. So if I was saying, you know, oh, I hope this place looks like XYZ, or I hope it's right next to the ocean like the picture says, or whatever, I would see that and I would use like a Nerf gun in my own mind metaphorically and knock it out, or I'd use a boomerang and take the words, like you see the words actually in your mind, and then you use a boomerang or a bowling ball and knock it out, because metaphorically speaking. And as you begin to be more and more aware of your thoughts, you can get rid of them very fast because you don't keep producing them. And when we do that, it allows us to limit down our expectations. Another easier way for some people is just to remember every time you expect something, you probably feel like you get screwed. So why expect something and feel screwed when you can just expect nothing and sometimes be pleasantly surprised? I mean, that's probably easier for you to do than what I just said before. When you know that one way you're going to get one thing and another way you're going to get another thing, why don't go with the one that's pleasantly surprised into the one like, I knew I was going to get screwed. Oh, yeah, saw that coming down the pike. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, why not? You know, do it the other way and actually have something come out of it. And I think that's very interesting. I had some clients in here the other day, and the wife is pregnant, and she's going to give birth in probably about the next month and a half, 2 months. I think about a month and a half. And I said, so what's the sex of the baby? And they said, well, we don't want to know. And I said, what? And they go, we didn't find out. And I go, why? And they go, there's not that many surprises in this world. And we wanted it to be a surprise. And I think that's pretty profound. And I think there's something to be said about that. Don't you? Check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com. And also, don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Ashley Burgess. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back in two shakes.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN bridge program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about experiences versus material things. Which do you prefer? And either way, how do you stop expectations when it comes to either getting something and believing this is going to make you happier or healthier or whatever you fill in the blank? Versus, you know, having an experience and experiencing that experience, but in the same process, constantly trying to have expectations surrounding that actual situation. And what if it doesn't live up to your expectations? And I find that expectations take us out of that present moment. They take us out of living our life in such a way that's fun and exciting and monumental and memorable. And I think that when we allow ourselves to allow that fun, to allow that excitement based on the fact of no expectations, that allows us to learn, it allows us to grow, and allows us to have an open mind. And right before the break, I was talking about how that couple came in my office recently, and she's pregnant, I think about a month and a half from giving birth. And I said, hey, I asked, I said, what's the sex of the child? Is it a boy or a girl or what? And they're like, we don't know. And I go, what do you mean you don't know? And they said, because we wanted to be a surprise. And I said, you know what? That's really cool. And they're like, how many real, genuine surprises do you have? And I thought that was pretty awesome. And yes, they've had the doctor do a health check and all that kind of stuff. But the doctor obviously knows, but they don't know. And I think that's very interesting. And I think that's par for the course. So they're experiencing the process of childbirth. She's going to experience natural childbirth. She's going to experience natural childbirth in a pool of water in a tub. He's going to experience working with her on Lamaze and what have you. So they're going to have a really amazing experience, but they're going to let that one thing be a total surprise. And I think they're going to get so much out of the experience that I think a lot of us take for granted. And I think that's across the board, no matter what we're doing in our life, no matter what we're doing in our career. A lot of us are highly intelligent, stuck in our mind, unable to relinquish that control that we have when it comes to expectations. You know, we expect this, or it's going to look like that, or it's going to be like this, or it's going to do this, or it's going to do that, or I'm going to get there at XYZ time, and it's going to be monumental, and I'm going to meet these people, I'm going to meet that. And how many times you go in with those expectations and none of that comes to pass? None of it. Not one thing. Not one thing comes to pass. And that's what I'm saying, is that life can be tough sometimes. Let's not sugarcoat it. Sometimes life can be tough. Sometimes people get sick. Sometimes people, you know, go bankrupt. Sometimes people lose a child. Sometimes people go through a horrific divorce. Sometimes people lose their parents, their mom, their dad, their brother, their sister, their spouse. Life's not always easy, and it's not always happy. So why don't we take the times that we can and have awesome times and not try to constrict them and put them in a box where they have to be this thing. Do you see what I'm saying? Where they have to be this thing that it doesn't make any sense. And I think that when we try to make an experience be this thing, we lose out on the experience in its totality. We lose out in what we're supposed to experience. We lose out in that amazing fun and emotion and adrenaline and all that stuff that comes with it. And instead, what do we get? For some of us, because we're expecting certain things to be bad, we might be scared. For many of us, we might not get scared, but we might feel out of our comfort zone, because not only have we defined the experience, but we've defined ourselves in the experience. You get what I'm saying? This is kind of deep right here. And I know you get it because you've been there before and I've been there before, where you begin to expect or to configure you as a specific type of person. And so therefore, as I am who I have just defined myself in the small little box, I am now, because this is new, outside of my comfort zone. Well, why the heck are you? I mean, what's your comfort zone? Why can't your comfort zone be anything? And why does this freak you out? Because you've told yourself, I'm new to this, I don't understand, it's not commonplace, I don't know anybody. Because I don't know anybody, this is a scary scenario. Because I don't know anybody, I'm a fish out of water. Because I don't know anybody, I'm out of my comfort zone. And these are interesting things to challenge ourselves with, because when we begin to push that envelope and challenge ourselves in this direction, we begin to challenge ourselves to be what? Better people, happier people, more self-aware people, more happy inside and out with our authentic self. It's interesting, too, because we have these expectations, and when they don't come to pass, when we want to expect something to happen, it makes us sad for the most part. Like if we expect somebody to do something and they don't do it. If you expect somebody to reach out to you and they don't do it, you feel slighted. If you expect to be invited to something and you're not, you know, you feel like a loser. You feel like, you know, you got duped or whatever. Or you get angry or you get upset or you get sad. And so it's like when we finally stop expecting things, then when they happen, great. And if they don't, we can look at it from a different perspective, like that wasn't supposed to happen. And it's interesting, it just happened earlier today. I was supposed to be at an event that I'd been planning on for a couple of weeks. A friend had shared it with me. I was very interested in it. And about, you know, 2 hours before it, I get a text from her saying that she's not going to make it. And she's got this stuff going on, and totally understand. And, you know, I said to myself, you know what? Well, I guess I'm not going to make it either, because, you know, I wasn't going to go without her because I don't know the other people. They're not like it's a big deal. But I felt like, you know what? There's a reason that I'm not going to be there. And because she was very wanting to be there. And so I realized that in life, sometimes when we don't put a bunch of expectations down, when something gets canceled or moved, we kind of go with the flow a little better. We go with the flow. We feel okay with changes. We feel okay with the fact that things aren't really happening the same as we'd like, because we realize there's a higher deal going on. There's a bigger reason why you're not going. And I love that. That's something that's right up my alley, because I feel good in the process that to know that things can change, and change is always going to be there, right? That's that thing. To accept change and to know that our life will be changing, you know, and to understand that, we can then understand that a lot of times the things that we feel like we should be at, or the things that we feel we're missing out on, are not at all that way. Instead, it's the opposite. Instead, we're actually now back on path. Because going there wasn't going to work. It wasn't the right time, and there will be an opportune time. But when we put all these expectations on it, we feel down. We feel like we're missing out on something, and we begin to feel, I don't know, just like we're not in the right place at the right time. And what happens then is then we're kind of a fish out of water, where we seem to never be in the moment that we should be, because we're constantly thinking about what could have been. You know, when we're in new experiences, when we do expect ourselves to act a certain way, or we feel like we're out of our comfort zone, we can get shy and uncomfortable. And feeling shy and uncomfortable and not acting like ourselves takes us out of the moment, takes us out of the experience, and it disrupts the experience for what it is. And I think many of us understand that, and many of us have been there where we're leaving an experience and we're going through the process and we're doing all this stuff, and we leave the experience and we didn't appreciate it during the experience at all. And that's what's so sad. We didn't actually experience it during the process. We didn't experience it. We didn't pay attention to it. And it wasn't until we're leaving that we sit there and go, man, I kind of feel like I missed out. Or you start thinking about it. You start, you know, thinking about it and reminiscing about it in kind of a odd, kind of like it happened before and I missed out on it way. When on the opposite, when you actually experience something for what you experience it as, and you actually truly are in the moment, you're not looking back going, oh, I wish I was there. You're like, wow, I was there. I was committed. I fully experienced it. I didn't miss one thing. And I feel really amazing about being a part of that, because it wasn't that you were just watching it from the sidelines, right? You weren't just watching it from the sidelines. You were an actual conscious participant in the process, no questions. You were there. You were in it to win it. And you got to experience it for what you did. And that, to me, is awesome. That, to me, is what it's all about. I hope you like the show. If you'd like to listen to some podcasts during your drive time, check out Spreaker. Spreaker with an R. S-P-R-E-A-K-E-R. No downloads. You can listen right on your USB in the car or on your headphones. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back in. I'll be back in two shakes.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I've been talking about experiences versus things. What do you prefer? But better yet, how often do you put expectations on all of the above? I find it very interesting because I think we as human beings, especially highly evolved human beings who are highly intelligent, have a tendency of living in their mind, making decisions, snap decisions about everything that we do, everything we experience, everything that we buy, and what that's going to give us, and what this experience is going to provide, and what am I going to get out of it, and who am I going to meet, and what's all in between, and yada, 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 and oh my God, where do the expectations stop? And I find that oftentimes, when we expect all this stuff to happen, we aren't as open to the process as we could be. We're not as open to it. We don't experience exactly what we should. We don't see the synchronicities of everything around us. And we miss those awesome little nuances of things that basically tell us you're on the right track and you're exactly where you need to be right now. No questions asked. I find myself often in amazing new experiences that before, I would have had a lot of expectations. I would have decided if I felt comfortable, if I didn't, if I was appropriate for the actual event, if I'm the one that fits in, if I don't fit in, and all that BS in between. And I find that a lot of times we put expectations on ourselves or on the people who should be there. I mean, haven't you ever been to an event where you look around and you see all these people and they got these outfits on and they're all glammed up and the women got the diamonds from head to toe and you're like, wow, you know, I got the Ann Taylor suit on, you know, and I'm wearing my comfortable shoes and I just don't fit in here. This isn't going to work. Well, why? And why are you putting that on yourself in the situation? Because why aren't you the person that this experience is for? Just because they dress some sort of part doesn't mean that you're not part of it. And it doesn't even mean that they're part of it. You could get way more out of the process, but you got to step back and allow yourself to be not negatively or positively judging yourself or expecting yourself to look one way or to fit in or to not fit in. But on the same account, looking at the experience as having that new experience, having that awesome thing that you might not ever experience again. And I'll be honest, you're never going to experience it again. You might experience something like it, but you're not going to experience it again. It's not like there's going to be a redo of it. It just doesn't happen that way. That's not the way life works. And that's the key, is that when you begin to realize that every single experience you go into is not ever going to be redone, you can't record it and play it. You can't. It just doesn't happen that way. When you begin to understand that, then you begin to put a higher value on your life experiences. I mean, things can bring us joy. They can make our life easier. They can give us security. They can put a roof over our heads. They can help us have a seat that our butt doesn't hurt because it's got a nice cushion. It can be the rug that you hang out and sit on with your kiddos when you're putting together a puzzle, okay? And I get it. And there's things that you'll have for the rest of your life. And there are things that you'll want and wish you could have had for the rest of your life. And there will be things that come and go very quickly in your life. And I think that those things that we have, it's not like you're putting an expectation on, well, that rug's got to be XYZ. You're like, man, I've always had that rug. That rug's been in this room. When I first got it, you know, my husband and I had just been married. And now 15 years later, you know, two kids, you know, hanging out on the rug, watching TV, you know, eating popcorn, you know, hanging out, talking about how soft drinks aren't good anymore. We got to get them out of the house, you know, whatever it is. But you know what I'm saying? And those build memories. So you think about it, the things that really mean the most to you, those items, bring memories. And that's what I'm talking about. The things, you make memories with them. Just like the experiences, you make memories. And that's how this works. And when we create lasting memories that last a lifetime, we can either create it in the moment, where in that moment, in that experience, we experienced every single thing. We were in the process. We weren't trying to leave it. We weren't checking our phone all the time. We weren't thinking about the bigger, better deal, where we needed to be at, where we need to be right now, instead of anywhere besides where we are right now. Instead of that, you were like, you know what? I'm in this moment. I'm going to do it. And it's okay if you sway back and forth sometimes. That's okay, because that's normal. That's normal to sit there and go, be in the moment, be in it, feeling good about it. And all of a sudden, something clicks in your head and you go, oh, I haven't checked my cell phone. I need to check that phone. Or so-and-so was supposed to call me and I didn't reach back out. Or I need to reach. And all of a sudden, you do that and it takes you out of the moment. You're no longer in the moment. You're out. Boom, you're out. Okay, but then bring yourself back in, catch that, realize that being on that phone isn't going to provide that lasting experience. But then also think about it from the flip side. You can experience new experiences and experiences either one of two ways. You can experience that experience by being a part of it, not being on the sidelines, being in every play. You know, if this experience, if we use it as an example of a football game, you were in every play. Yeah, you might get a little hurt. You could have gotten tackled. You know what I mean? There might have been a little blood. You know, you got some Gatorade, whatever, but you were in it. Okay? You weren't sitting on the sidelines. You weren't over there, you know, Instagramming and taking video and posting to Facebook. You're actually in it. Okay? And you experienced it so well and so memorable and so deep that it actually made a mark in a positive way on your life, right? And that's something that you can take with you for the rest of your life. And when you feel that way, what happens is that you enjoyed it so much and you were part of it so much that you don't miss it. You don't miss it because you don't have to miss it because you did it. You don't feel bad and want to go back to it because you actually, you suck the marrow out of it. The other side of it is when you're not part of it. You're in it, you're out of it, you're in it, you're out of it. But a lot of times it's because we had all these expectations and it wasn't until hours into this experience or days into it that we finally loosen up and see the value of the experience. But by that time, it's almost already over. And so what happens? We want to have it back. We miss it. I need more time. I need to experience that more. Where did the time go? It's like going on a vacation and not enjoying it until the last day where it all hits you that this was a pretty cool vacation, pretty awesome place. Might not have been what it was supposed to look like in your head, but it was pretty grand. I hope you've liked this show, and I hope you love Live Your True Life Perspectives, because I love you. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back. Be back in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.